Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Grand Central, How a Train Station Transformed America by Sam Roberts, explores how an ambitious transportation project became a defining symbol of New York City and a catalyst for national change. Rather than treating Grand Central Terminal as a static landmark, the book frames it as an engine that reshaped urban life, commerce, and culture from the early 20th century onward. Roberts, a journalist and longtime observer of New York, connects the terminal's creation to broader forces, the rise of commuter suburbs, the consolidation of railroad power, the engineering leap of electrified rail, and the business logic that turned air rights into real estate. The narrative also follows the terminal through cycles of neglect and reinvention, showing how shifting tastes and financial pressures threatened the building and how preservationists fought to keep it. Taken together, the story positions Grand Central as both a product of its era and a continuing influence on how Americans move, work, and imagine the modern city. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, engineering a new kind of city gateway. A central theme is how Grand Central emerged from a practical crisis and became a revolutionary piece of urban infrastructure. Roberts highlights the transition from steam to electrified rail and the way that change allowed trains to run safely and efficiently into a dense city core. The terminal's design solved multiple problems at once, separating commuter and long-distance flows, organizing passenger circulation at scale, and integrating track, concourse, and street levels into a coherent system. This was not simply a building project, but a city-making experiment, where engineering decisions shaped everyday life for millions. The creation of a monumental gateway also reflected a belief in public architecture as civic identity, signaling New York's status as a national and global hub. By tracing how planners, railroad executives, and designers aligned their priorities, the book shows how large infrastructure is built through negotiation between technology, finance, and politics. The terminal becomes a case study in how ambitious engineering can redirect urban growth patterns, set new standards for transportation design, and create a place that functions both as a machine for movement and as a stage for city life. Secondly, real estate, air rights, and the business of transit. Roberts emphasizes that Grand Central was never only about trains. It was also an early demonstration of how transit and real estate can be financially intertwined. The development of the surrounding district, enabled by building over tracks and leveraging air rights, helped define a modern model for funding infrastructure through property value creation. This topic shows how a railroad terminal could anchor an entire commercial ecosystem, drawing offices, hotels, and retail that benefited from proximity to reliable transportation. The book explores how land use decisions, zoning changes, and private investment interacted with the terminal's presence, turning Midtown into a powerful business center. That transformation illustrates a broader American story. Transportation corridors and hubs often determine where wealth accumulates and where jobs concentrate. Roberts also points to the tension embedded in this model, since the same commercial pressures that generate revenue can threaten the public character of civic spaces. Grand Central's history becomes a lesson in how transit agencies and private interests collaborate, compete, and compromise, and how the value created by mobility can be captured, distributed, or contested through planning and law. Thirdly, commuter culture and the rise of the metropolitan region. Another major subject is how Grand Central helps normalize the rhythms of commuter life and contributed to the expansion of the metropolitan region. By enabling fast, dependable access into Manhattan, the terminal supported the growth of suburbs and reshaped household decisions about where to live and work. Roberts presents the station as an organizing force for time itself, influencing schedules, habits, and expectations about punctuality, convenience, and daily travel. This shift carried social consequences. It reinforced the centrality of Manhattan as an employment core while allowing residential life to spread outward, changing patterns of class, neighborhood identity, and regional inequality. The terminal also served as a meeting point where diverse populations intersected, even as commuting often reflected stratified access to housing and transit options. Through this lens, Grand Central is not merely an architectural icon, but a generator of metropolitan scale, knitting together distant towns into a single labor and consumer market. The book encourages readers to see the station as a precursor to contemporary debates about regional planning, transit capacity, and the sustainability of long daily journeys that shape both personal well-being and economic productivity. Fourthly, decline, threats, and the high stakes of preservation. Roberts devotes significant attention to the period when Grand Central faced deterioration and existential threat, revealing how easily even beloved landmarks can be imperiled by shifting economics. As rail travel waned and maintenance lagged, the terminal became vulnerable to redevelopment schemes that treated the site primarily as underused property. The preservation struggle illustrates how cultural memory, legal frameworks, and civic activism converge when a city decides what is worth saving. The narrative places Grand Central within the broader preservation movement, where arguments are made not only about beauty, but also about public benefit, identity, and continuity. This topic underscores that preservation is often contested, requiring coalitions that can translate sentiment into policy and court victories. Robert shows that saving the terminal was also about protecting a certain idea of New York as a city that values shared spaces and historic craft. At the same time, the preservation story is not purely nostalgic. It raises practical questions about adaptation, funding, and governance. The terminal's survival becomes an example of how cities can balance development pressure with stewardship, keeping functional infrastructure while honoring architectural and cultural heritage. Lastly, a living landmark in popular culture and everyday life, beyond transportation and policy, the book presents Grand Central as a social stage where everyday experience and national imagination meet. Roberts considers how the terminal has functioned as a symbol of arrival, departure, opportunity, and reunion, reinforcing its place in American cultural memory. Its presence in public life, tourism, and media helps explain why it inspires such strong attachments even among people who are not regular rail users. The building's design invites lingering, observation, and informal rituals, turning a transit node into an urban room where strangers share space. This topic also explores the paradox of a landmark that must remain operational. It cannot be preserved as a museum piece, because its meaning depends on constant motion and renewal. Roberts portrays the terminal as an institution that continually absorbs new uses, from retail reinvention to evolving security and crowd management, while still projecting a sense of grandeur. The result is a portrait of how architecture can shape behavior and emotion at scale, giving a city a focal point that is both functional and mythic. Grand Central endures because it is simultaneously infrastructure, civic art, and a shared reference point in American life. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in American history, New York City, transportation, architecture, and the hidden economics that shape urban space. It also appeals to anyone curious about how a single project can influence daily life far beyond its walls, from commuting patterns to commercial geography and civic identity. The benefit is practical as well as cultural. Readers come away better equipped to interpret the built environment, understanding how engineering choices, business models, and political decisions create the streets and skylines we take for granted. That perspective can change how you evaluate current debates about transit investment, regional planning, and preservation, making you a more informed citizen and traveler. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on architectural style or nostalgic city portraits, Roberts ties the terminal to broader American transformations in technology, finance, and metropolitan growth. The result is a story with momentum, where the landmark is not a backdrop but an active force. It is worth buying because it connects multiple disciplines in a readable narrative and turns an iconic place into a lens for understanding modern America, showing why Grand Central matters not only as a destination, but as a driver of national change. If you would like to support Sam Roberts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.